There is a type of treehouse in Dutchess County awaiting special visitors this spring. Not only do the nesting boxes aim to increase a declining kestrel population in the Mid-Hudson Valley, but an 11th grader has taken on the project to earn the rank of Eagle Scout.
Hey, Dad, you want to actually put those right in so when he gets up there, he's only got to start training it?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I didn't get your first name.
John.
Don't grab it.
What are those holes for?
The bolts that will hold that to the tree.
After prepping the box on the ground, there was a lengthier discussion about how to secure the nesting box to the tree.
With a drill bit, then you just go right in.
Just to start it.
Just to
start
it. Just
hand up the drill. Still got the bit in it?
Because the hickory is also a hard tree.
Yeah, we'll get probably want to go the next size down.
Okay, you can steer right there.
Yeah. With the ladder securely against the tree, whose prime spot was chosen well in advance, Christopher O'Brien climbed several rungs to put the first of two kestrel boxes in place at Drayton Grant Park at Burger Hill in Rhinebeck.
It looks pretty good.
I'm glad that you can see the Fleur-de-Lis brand. Really nice.
The Fleur-de-Lis is a symbol associated with the Boy Scouts. O'Brien is a Boy Scout with Troop 128 and attends Rhinebeck High School.
It's been fun. I really like this project. It was really good, and I've learned a lot about the birds and about this park and all the different, you learn so much, the construction, the birds, the environment, everything about them. And I've done a lot of work writing up. There's going to be an information poster here about the kestrels. So I've done a lot of research about them, and I've learned a lot about them, so that's been really nice.
Mounting the kestrel boxes on a February day was among the final stages of the project O'Brien undertook toward earning the rank of Eagle Scout. He began planning the project in the winter of 2017 and has been partnering with the Winneke Land Trust.
So we went to my grandma's house one day and worked in her garage, and we cut all the boxes using a design that I found or was given to me. And we cut all the boxes, and then we follow the directions and we put them all together. So the rough cut lumber is more like natural, and it, like, instead of treated lumber, this will probably last longer and it won't like rot or deteriorate. So this will, and then it's also better for the birds because it's rough and they can work around in there better. And then there's the nail on one side so it can be swung open to clean inside. So if after a season.
I'm very proud of him. It's turned out well. It's been a lot of hard work, but he's done a great job with it.
That's John O'Brien, Christopher's father and scoutmaster. He says starting in 2017, the Boy Scouts implemented an increase in service hours, a mandatory requirement for each rank.
Now the community service, the service hours, at least 50% of them for each rank have to be conservation or environmental related. To get kids back outdoors, because so many people just sit in front of their computers and video games now. It's the pushes to get kids back outdoors, and that's why those requirements are that way. So this works out great because everything at Winneke does is outside. So we've helped clear trails, and we've helped clear brush here in the fall and on Burger Hill, and then we have this kestrel project going.
Yay, we have two new kestrel boxes at Drayton Grant Park at Burger Hill. We're so excited.
Ellen Henneberry is Director of Development at Winneke Land Trust, where Christopher O'Brien is donating another 8 or so boxes.
I believe Bard College will take one. We're going to talk to Vassar for their Vassar Farms area, where there's some open space that kestrels might nest, and some other areas where we think it would be good to have kestrels.
A stroll across a rolling meadow takes the kestrel nesting box enthusiast to a second tree where the box mounting procedure is repeated, a good distance from the first, as kestrels are territorial. At one point came the realization, with a bit of amazement, concern actually, among the non-birders in the group that kestrels would not build nests inside the boxes. Frank Margiotta is a Winneke Land Trust board member and Education Committee co-chair of the Ralph T. Waterman Bird Club. He confirms the kestrel's preference for minimalist homes.
Now, is there supposed to be, like, wood chips or anything like that?
No, they don't.
Just a box?
Just a box. That's it.
How do they? Are they sit in there and lay the egg, though, right?
Oh, yeah.
But the eggs won't break, Roland. I mean, with no cushion? They won't build a nest in there, you said, right?
No, they won't put a nest in. So that's it. You know, it's fine. It'll be okay. There's those shells. As long as those shells are you know, sufficiently strong. And that's what I said to you before. That's what the pesticides do. They weaken that shell, and that's what the problem was with the peregrine falcon and all your eagles. They sit on the egg would break. So there shouldn't be a problem because of DDT control. DDT was the main culprit of that.
Now, how many eggs will a female lay?
Somewhere around four to six.
And what's the survival rate of those 4 to 6?
They're not all going to make, no. They if they can fledge 4 or 5, they're not all going to make it to adult.
That's,
it looks like it's going in, right?
You hope one or two.
The Environmental Protection Agency in 1972 imposed a ban on nearly all uses of DDT. In a 2016 news post by Audubon, professors who study kestrel populations say modern-day pesticides could be to blame for the decline in kestrels, particularly impacting the birds' food sources. Meantime, Margiotta says the first year is a tough one for young kestrels, dodging prey and myriad other challenges. In addition to pesticides, tough competition for real estate among dwindling habitats has been another factor in population decline.
They're cavity nesters, so they compete with an awful lot of other birds because they can't make their own hole in the tree. They're not a woodpecker, so they have to find a good-sized woodpecker hole to go into. So these boxes are a big benefit, and these open areas where they can hunt. And they tend to hover like a helicopter, so when you're looking for them out here. I've seen them down in here, but not recently. So they'll hover and then come down and hit their prey.
The American kestrel is North America's smallest falcon and one of the more colorful raptors. Thanks to Christopher O'Brien's Eagle Scout project, kestrels could increase their numbers in Dutchess County. Winnikie Land Trust Henneberry appreciates working with the Boy Scouts.
You know, we had another Eagle Scout project doing a viewing platform at the Vernal Pool on the other side of this hill, and they support us in many ways. I was just talking to Christopher's mother, and she said, please be in touch with us for trail cleanup, etc. So it's really wonderful that they give back to their community.
Elizabeth O'Brien is Christopher's mother.
I have three sons, all involved in Troop 128. My oldest son, Jack, is already an Eagle Scout. Christopher is mid-project right now, and Logan is just set to begin his project.
And what did your oldest son do for a project?
He installed, built, designed, and installed 10 benches at the Frost Trails at the Rhinebeck Rec Park.
Again, Margiotta.
The more you can connect people to the natural world, what that promotes is advocacy for conservation, and it helps not only birds, it helps all wildlife.
Especially important, he says, is connecting young people like Christopher O'Brien, who is springing into action in the name of community and conservation. Here's Henneberry.
Our mission is to conserve land. That's our core mission, to expand trails and to connect the community to the land. So the core mission being to conserve land, part of that is habitats, and a kestrel habitat is super important. And what I've learned with this project is that the kestrel population had reduced in this area, so we're looking to bring them back.
Nesting season began in March, and reportedly kestrels are in the vicinity. In fact, a few were spotted April 3rd, and Margiotta says this likely indicates that the birds are aware of the boxes and may be nesting in one or both. Reporting for WAMC News, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn in Rhinebeck.